Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Tower of London. For nearly 1,000 years, this fortress has stood as a symbol of power, fear, and tragedy. Its towering stone walls have witnessed some of the most significant moments in British history. But beneath the surface, there is another story, a darker story, of those who met their end here, of their restless spirits, who many believe continue to haunt this ancient structure. Built by William the Conqueror in 1078, the Tower of London was designed as a fortress and royal palace. Over the centuries, it would become notorious as a place of imprisonment, torture, and execution. A dark reputation that seems to have left a permanent mark on its stone walls. For those who enter, the tower's shadows seem to hold more than just the memories of the past. The air itself is heavy, thick with the energy of centuries of suffering. The tower's ghostly reputation begins with some of the most tragic and famous figures in British history. One such figure is Anne Boleyn, the second wife of King Henry the VIII. Her story is one of ambition, power, and betrayal. After failing to produce a male heir for the king, Anne fell out of favor and was accused of adultery, treason, and witchcraft. In 1536, she was imprisoned in the tower, knowing her fate was sealed. On May 19th, 1536, Anne Boleyn was executed at Tower Green. Witnesses to the event reported that she met her death with dignity, kneeling calmly as the French executioner swung the sword that would sever her head from her body. But according to legend, Anne never truly left the tower. Many claim to have seen her ghost walking the grounds, her headless figure wandering through the same places where she spent her final days. Most commonly, she's seen near the chapel of St. Peter at Vincula, where her body is buried. Her restless spirit seems forever tied to the place of her tragic death. But Anne Boleyn's is not the only royal ghost said to haunt the tower. There is another story, one that speaks of innocence lost. In 1483, two young boys, Edward V and his brother Richard, were imprisoned in the tower. Known today as the Princes in the Tower, the boys' fate remains one of the greatest mysteries of British history. After being declared illegitimate by their uncle, Richard III, they disappeared, never to be seen again. It's widely believed they were murdered on Richard's orders, their bodies hidden away within the tower. For centuries, visitors and guards at the tower have reported hearing the faint sound of children crying or playing in the area known as the Bloody Tower, where the princes were held. Some have claimed to see two small figures dressed in period clothing, standing silently in the shadows before vanishing into thin air. The spirits of these two innocent boys, it seems, remain forever trapped within the walls that witnessed their disappearance. The Tower of London has seen many tragic figures, but few met a fate as swift and brutal as Lady Jane Grey. Known as the Nine Days Queen, Jane was a pawn in a political struggle following the death of King Edward VI. At the age of just 16, she was placed on the throne, only to be deposed days later by supporters of Mary the Fur, also known as Bloody Mary. Jane was imprisoned in the tower and executed in 1554. Her ghost is said to appear on the anniversary of her execution, a sorrowful figure walking near the site of her beheading at Tower Green. Those who claim to have seen her describe her pale, ethereal form drifting silently through the night, her face marked with the sadness of her brief and tragic reign. The tower's haunted reputation is not confined to these well-known figures. There are other spirits said to roam its corridors, some less familiar, but no less eerie. One such spirit is the White Lady of the White Tower. The White Tower, the oldest part of the complex, is believed to be home to this mysterious apparition. Descriptions of the White Lady vary, but many witnesses report seeing her standing in a window of the tower, gazing out across the grounds as if waiting for someone or something. Accompanying her presence is often the overpowering scent of perfume, an unsettling contrast to the cold, empty halls of the fortress. Visitors and guards alike have experienced the chilling presence of this ghostly figure. Some have even reported feeling a sudden, intense pressure around their necks, as if an invisible hand were tightening its grip. The White Lady's presence is unmistakable, a lingering reminder that the Tower's past is never far behind. The Tower of London is also said to be haunted by those who carried out the grim tasks of execution. Over the centuries, many prisoners met their end on the execution scaffold, their final moments marked by fear and anguish. It's said that the ghosts of executioners still roam the grounds, their shadowy forms appearing near the places where the condemned once kneeled. Witnesses have described seeing dark hooded figures near Tower Green, their features obscured, but their intentions clear. The feeling of dread that accompanies these sightings is palpable, as if the energy of those brutal moments remains forever imprinted on the land. Footsteps echo where no one walks, and the heavy silence is sometimes broken by the faint sound of a sword being drawn. Even in death, the executioners seem to linger, bound to the tower by the weight of their terrible deeds. Among the many spirits said to haunt the tower is another tragic queen, Catherine Howard, the fifth wife of Henry the VIII. Like Anne Boleyn before her, Catherine was accused of treason and adultery and imprisoned in the tower. In 1542, she too was executed on the orders of her husband. But according to legend, Catherine's final moments were marked by sheer terror. It is said that upon learning of her impending execution, she ran screaming through the halls of Hampton Court Palace, begging for mercy. Her cries went unheard, and she was taken to the tower to meet her fate. Today, visitors and staff at the tower claim to hear those same anguished cries echoing through the corridors. Catherine's spirit, it seems, is still trying to escape the executioner's blade, her fear and desperation lingering long after her death. Some say they have seen her ghost running through the tower's halls, reliving the panic of her final moments in a loop that never ends. Throughout the tower's long and bloody history, these ghostly figures have become part of its identity. But it's not just the spirits of queens, princes, and executioners who make their presence known. The tower's ancient walls have been the subject of countless paranormal investigations. Over the years, researchers and ghost hunters have attempted to capture evidence of the supernatural forces said to inhabit the tower. They've recorded strange noises, unexplained cold spots, and on rare occasions, apparitions caught on camera. Yet despite the efforts of investigators, the tower's ghosts remain elusive. No definitive proof has ever been captured, and the stories continue to fuel speculation and debate. But for those who have encountered these spirits firsthand, there is no doubt. The Tower of London is more than just a historic landmark. It is a place where the past and the present intertwine, where the echoes of history refuse to be silenced. For centuries, the tower's ghost stories have fascinated and terrified visitors. Books, documentaries, and television shows have brought these tales to life, ensuring that the tower's haunted reputation remains intact. But for those who walk its grounds after dark, the experience is far more personal. The sensation of being watched, the sudden drop in temperature, the faint whispers in the air, all serve as chilling reminders that the tower's darkest secrets may never truly be at rest. The Tower of London stands as a monument to British history, a place of power and prestige. But for those who believe, it is also a place of spirits. Spirits that still roam the ancient halls, their restless souls forever tied to the tragedies that unfolded within its walls. Anne Boleyn, the princes in the tower, Lady Jane Grey, and the countless others who met their end here. Each one a chapter in the tower's long and haunted story. The tower has witnessed the rise and fall of kings and queens, the execution of traitors, and the imprisonment of innocents. It has been a symbol of both hope and despair. And while its walls have stood the test of time, the spirits that reside within may never find peace. For now, the Tower of London remains a place where history and the supernatural coexist, a place where, for those who are brave enough to listen, the ghosts of the past still have much to say.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.